In the center of the Sikh Pashas Chuma, there's the mitzvah of Binyan Mishkan, which includes the mitzvah of Binyan Beis Mikdash, and the Kimtei Tzol, and all the clay of Mikdash. And the clay of Mikdash includes, the main clay of Mikdash was the Shulchan, the Aron, the Mizbechus. The Mechus Chanech of Mitzvah Tzadakei, Yoyis Tess, he shvels the Chanekashev. If you look at the Rambam, Hilkos Beis Mechira, Per Gimel, the Rambam is very Meirech on the Tzur of the Menayah. It's halacha alnuf to yir alaf. 11 halachas. The Rambam goes through all the protim, all the details of the menorah. Then the Rambam goes through the halachas of the shulchan. He's also lachar mayach. It's halacha yibayt tezayin. I think 6 halachas. The Rambam goes through all the details. But then when it comes to the mizbeach hazav, the Rambam is makatzi. He writes in one halacha. There were 2 mizbeachas in the Beis Hamikdash. The mizbeach chitzin was called, one further out, the mizbeach apnimi. The mizbeach apnimi was also called the mizbeach hazav and the mizbeach ketoyis. They burned the ketoyis on it. And the mizbeach chitzin was called the mizbeach nechoshis, that they burned the avarim from the kabanas. And the mizbeach chitzin, that's in Perek Beis, so this bechir dam is very mayach. He goes through all the pratim. But when it comes to the mizbeach apnimi, he doesn't even mention the kranos. He doesn't mention the Zezah, correct the Mechsinach, he's very Mekatzim. Then you have in Halacha Yitzayin, the Rambam says one halacha, the Kiyar. The Kiyar also stands Mekatzim, one halacha. The Kiyar was a little complicated, the Muchni and the Yud Beis Dodim, but the Rambam is very Mekatzim, one halacha. So this is a Shibah Halacha. Yeah, that was a practical thing. Okay, but the mic, that's the way it was done. I mean, Ram could have said the way
it was done like that. It was done one way, then there's another.
Okay, maybe. Okay, maybe that's the machine. Demis and Michal doesn't make a big deal about this. He doesn't make a big deal, but it's just a horror. The mic said that in the Menorah and the Shulchan, the Ram is very Mayrach, and in the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and the Kiyah, the Ram, the Michal says he's Makatza. Like Makatza. But his Kash is, and his Hell is, the Oren. And the Oren, the Rambam, is Mashamah the Gansan. The Ram does not bring down at all the halachas of the Oren. How to build the Aron. He mentions, someplace else, he mentions the lab in the Torah, Yosef, Badam, Aron. You're not going to take the Badam, the poles, which they used to carry the Aron, there's a halacha in the Torah, you never take those out. You would think that maybe it's only made for carrying, only made for traveling, and you could take it out. And if you're using the Torah, no, it's a lab in the Aron, it's a lab in the Torah, from the Tagi Mitzvah, not take it out. That he brings down. But he does not bring down the Betzim halacha of the Aron, how to make the Aron. This is a Shugal Pella. And the Mechus Chanuch is Chayus Negeya. We know the Rambam writes Chesol Mashiach. The Rambam writes to say the Gans Chachos Tayrus, Gans Chachos Kachin. The Shachnach doesn't. Shachnach is the Sefer, which is only for Bezman Hazeh. What's Negeya today? Shachnach is not right with Negeya Mashiach. But the Rambam does write Gans Chachos Beis Bachir helps how to build the Bayi Shlishi. What is he about the Aron?
Even though it's
going to
come down.
That's right. See, the Mechus Chanuch even says that. He says, there is a Midrashim. I don't think it's a Midrashim. There is a Midrashim that the Aron, we know the Aron was Nignaz, Jimei Yeshia, in Bayis Rishon. And Bayis Rishon did not have an Aron. They had the Mokum, they didn't have an Aron. But by Bayis Rishon, Acher, there will be an Aron. So straight to the Aron will come back. We'll find it then. Wherever it was Nignaz, it will come back. So maybe that's why the Aron doesn't bring down this halacha, because we don't need to know how to build it. It's going to come back by itself. But the Mechus Chanuch first sees the Kash, ain't Simchon on that. If that's the Kash, he says, even though it's a magician, we have a Maimon that the Aron's going to be brought back, but ain't Simchon on that, so we should know ourselves how to build it. He even writes, and even when it comes back, well, if it breaks, you have to build another one, maybe it's not Mestab is going to break, but what's the effect of the Kash? Why don't we have a halachah of the Aron? But he has even a bigger Kash. His main Kash is, the Ram does write in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Klei Mikdash, the whole details and halachas of how to make Shem Namishcha. By every bias, you have to make shemen a mishra. The Torah tells you in Parshas Tzava what's included in the shemen, all the salmonim, all the spices, everything is put in the shemen mishra. That you have to be moishach all the clay mikdash to use them for the first time, and they're moishach the kahan gadol. Most of the shemen mishra, but that's the first gemara. That's the gemara in hurry. It's that you don't know days that only when nasim like the also shemen mishra chutzim mashos moishach beinu. Shemen mishra the mice was only made one time by moishach beinu, and there was enough left over, and that will always be used leilum vayet. And that will be used by Sheni, that will be used by Shlishi also. They won't have to make it again. But still the Rambam writes how Lachas had to make it. So Elvadi, you have a fair shidrush. The Gemara says in the Dashan says in the Seichem, that Shana Mishka was made one time forever. You don't have to make it again. It'll always be the original Shana Mishka and Moshe Rabbeinu made. And still the Rambam writes it. Why is the Rambam writing it? It's the Shulah Kasha. Oh, very good. So he says there, Teretz is, one Teretz, it's Shulah Kasha. Why is the Rambam write the Halachas how to make Shem and Mishcha if we don't need to make it again? It was made one time. It's a din. It was made one time. Teretz is like a bit, he says, he wants to say that there's a lot in the Torah, maskunoisu in lois noisatsu. You should never make it, you're not allowed to make a shonen mitzvah with the exact ingredients, the same measurements to a shonen mitzvah. It's a lot of the Torah. So you have to know what is shonen mitzvah to know what the lav is. The lav in the Torah includes the lav in the Torah to make any shonen mitzvah. You're not allowed to make them in the exactly what the way it was in basic mitzvah. Now I'm going to make the aronida. So the same reason why the Ramazan should mishka, why doesn't he write the din of the aron? So we should know what the law is, not to make the aron. So basically, this is the mechuskan discussion. How come the Ramazan mishamit the halacha of how to make the aron? And he blied sochian. In the middle, he throws in also, which is not, you don't need too much for the kasha, but he does throw in the middle that the emesis, besides saying that the aron is negay los lovi, the aron is negay today also. Because a lot of Rishonim, he says, I don't know, a lot of Rishonim, but he does say there is a day that holds that this man is there, you could make a Beis Mikdash also. There's a Medrash. It's a Medrash, Rabbah, Beishas Rabbah, that says, Bimeir, Bishuv, and Hananya, one of the Tanoim that lived after the Churban, they gave a Shus right after to build a Beis Mikdash, and he started to Churban Vaisheni, and he started to build a Bayi Shlishi. And the Kapis Tamarim, Mansukkah, the Chlamadan Leveis, he brings down. There's a whole market of Kabbalah Tzvon, the Santi brings down that the Yechiel, one of the Balei Tosis, wanted to be Makas Kabbalahs today. That's a different Indian. Some people wanted, and throughout the Doris, you always had, every couple of, every few Doris, some Bonim will get together, make a Shabbat Tumma, let's build a Beis Mikdash, or let's bring Kabbalahs, is based on the Gemara of Makriven Achashim Bayit. There's drawn passings like that, Mandama, that you can really be Makas Kabbalahs without a Beis Mikdash. Just go to the Mokum Mikdash, Makkah Kabbalah. So there's always a tumult. So it was Man Kivega, there was a Shukkah tumult that they wanted to make. What was it? Who was it again?
Korpes.
Korpes is the one they bring.
He brings it down.
Sure, it was always a Shukkah tumult. Maybe different ways they wanted to do it. But the Mechasil says, he also says as Ashbrach that, you know, a lot of Yishayim says some Yishayim hold that you could build a Beis Mikdash today. So if you could build a Beis Mikdash today, you have to know how to make an Oren. But then he writes, Ashana, that's her Ramein it came. But the Rambam sheet is not like that. The Rambam sheet is you cannot build a Beis Mikdash today. So I'm looking at Mechasil and I don't know which Ram does he mean. I'm not sure which Ram he means. Even the new prince, they're not Mitzayin and Mokka. Which Rambam means in the very new print now they have Hagoyas Shulam Mincha on the bottom they bring down from a bunch of Achrayim that talk about this Rambam that there is such a Rambam Shita that you cannot build Beis Mikdash today, but all the Achrayim they mention are not from the Mufasamim, the Achrayim that not Mufasamim at all, and I'm not sure who they are or who the Svarim are, but I'm not sure what this Shita is. Achrayim the Zikas Shayin if you can build a Beis Mikdash today is Be'emes Tongi in the Sugya and Shavuot it's after Zion and a few other places. The Gemara of Machlokes Amoraim if Beis Mikdash that David Hashem Melech built was Kitchen L'Shayit of Kitchen L'Sanlovay, or if the Kedusha was just one just for Bizman HaBayis and then it ended by the Churban. David Melech started the Beis Mikdash, Hashem Melech finished it, and they Mekadosh the Makom. And the Mishnah Shuah says how they Mekadosh it. The Mishnah says they Mekadosh it with the Melech, and with the Navi, with Urim Betumim, and with certain Kabbonis. There was a whole procedure how to Mekadosh it. And the Gemara says, the Machoikis if, Lashon the Gemara is, if it was Bechulon, it was Achs Mehen. Was he Mekadosh it with everything in the Mishnah, or with just one? The Gemara basically is telling on Akasha. By Sheni was built by Ezra Seifer. And Ezra Seifer, Rashi brings down that the Gemara in Yuma, the Chachan Chum Beis, did not have an Urim Betumim. The Gemara says in Yuma, Chamisha Dvarim Chosu Mikdash Sheni. The five things the base of Mikdash Sheni did not have, one of them was they did not have the Urim Betumim. So if the Mishnah says the way you Mekadosh the Mokum and the base of Mikdash is one of the things is with a Melech, a Navi, and a Betumim, maybe they had a Melech, they had a Navi, Ezra Seifer himself was a Navi, but they didn't have an Urim Betumim. So one text in the Gemara is Machoikas. So Afuna says that David Shleim Mekishim L'Shayit V'Shishkin L'Son Lavi. The Kedusha that David Melech and Shleim Melech made on the Makom Mikdash that remained forever, and you did not need, and they did it with the Urim Betumim, and you don't need Ezra Seifer to do it again. Ayin Tanach, there seems to be a whole Maisa of Ezra Seifer being Mekadosh the Makom again. They say that was just a Zecha Ba'ama. That was just like a Zecha, like a little show he made to show that this became we were building a new base of Mikdash, but it wasn't a din. And Nachman is Chayak. Nachman holds that it was Kitchen L'Shayit V'Loi Kitchen L'Asalavi. Every time there was a Churban, that was the end. There was no more Kedusha. And you had to be Mekadosh it again. How was Ezra safe to Mekadosh it again without the Urim Tumim? He holds that the Mishnah means you don't need a chulin, you need a ba'ach mehen. So you don't need a melech, a navi, no mutum. You just need one. Maybe a melech alone, maybe a navi alone, or maybe a mutum alone. Just one of them. And that's how Ezra did it. Today, the fact that it's us that we all hold that it's us to go to the Makom Mikdash, we're going like the Mandom of Kishon Shait to Kishon Asalavai. If you hold the Kishon Shait to like Kishon Asalavai, and it ends with the Chol, maybe there will be no Issa. I never understood so much the whole Indian of what David, even what David and Melch and Shlomo Melch did to you, Makadish, because wasn't it Makudish even before them? I mean, you have the Pasuk Pasha Yitzay, but Yivka B'Mokom, when Yaakovina came to Mokom, he said, Mandor HaMokom Hazeh. L'chay wasn't Mokom Makudish even before David and Melch. The Teretz is about it, there is a Kedusha to the Mokom. Even before David and Melch and Shlomo was Makadish, and even if you hold, even before Ezra Seifer, even if you hold Kishon Shait and like Kishon Asalavai, the Kedusha doesn't remain, but some Kedusha does remain. It's still Mandor HaMokom Hazeh. That's not going to change. It's still the Makom Mikdash. It's just in Dine Mikdash, maybe been again the Din the Chavi Krisis for Tommy to go or to be Makom Kabonis, that you have to be Makadish the Makom again. But Ma'anar Makom Azeh, that was before, and that will always be. That's the Chayr with Shaitan. The Achrenim, the Yisakasha, is in Chasun Apostol, in Mitzvah Reish Pezayin, Oiz Gimel, this is Shukasti in the Rambam. The Rambam Paskins play Bohil Sikhi, pass like the Mandama, that Shoyim Melch Kiddush Hazor Yishlaim was Shaitim and Kishon Asun Lovay. The Kiddush that Shoyim Melch made was forever. That was forever, and you didn't need Ezra Seifer to Makash again for Bayi Sheni, you don't need it for Bayi Shlishi either. That Kiddush should mean forever. And that's what the Gemara says, right, there's a Bryce, it might be a Chayt's mission also in the Vidyas, that Shimonim, I think, no, Ben Lezaim, Shemaiti Shemakiv and Afkishem Bayis. And so Shemaiti Shemakiv and Afkishem Bayis. It's a din, you can mark it even though there's no Bissim Mikdash. Chayr is totally in this mandama. It goes like the mandama. Kishon Hashem, the Kishon Hashem Lovay. That's why you can mark it Afkishem Bayis. So Chayr, you just build a Mizbeach. That you need. You just build a Mizbeach and you have the Mokum. You don't need the Bissim Mikdash around you. It's a Maila. It's a Maila. You're supposed to have Bissim Mikdash, but it's not Mark of the Kabbonis. It's all based on this mandama. That's what the Ram Paskin is. The Ram Paskin is the Kishon Hashait, the Kishon Asun Lovay, the Kedusha is always there. The Makri, even Afkishim Bayis, and it could be Makav today also. That's the Rambam. So the Chayim is the Kasha from another Rambam. There's the Rambam Pekal, Chokhsuim Zbech, Chokhazayin, that he Paskins like one mandama in the Gemara by the Zohar, the Chigimon Beis, that says that Hamatamun Bekotchim is Manazeh, as Afkishim Bayis, it's the Enelika. There's a lot in the Torah that you matamun b'kachim. And today also, in the Torah, you can make kachim. First, you can take a behemah, and you makdash it. This is an island, this is a chavis, you shouldn't do it. You're making big problems. First, we makdash to your kavim, we know on Pesach night, we're very careful, we don't point to, careful not to go say that this is a kavim Pesach, anything, you don't want to be makdash anything. But if a person is makdash a kavim, it's a kavim, the same as bizman abayis. And there's a lot in the Torah to you matamun, you're not going to make a mum in a kavim. If it's a kavim, you're not going to make a mum in it. So the Gemara says that bizman is there. The lav remains, there is a lav to be matamun b'kachim, but ain't like there's no makas. The chayin nafkamin would be maybe right after the churban, there was a time when, which is the man is there, after the churban, there was a time they were still giving makas. There's still Sanhedrin, there's still Bezdin, they were still giving makas, but there's no makas. And the reason is, the Gemara says, doloch chazi lak rava, because it's not right to be makir. So Pasha, the chayin want to say, this Gemara is going to mandam of Kishon HaShayt, and like Kishon HaSan Lovay. And you cannot be makir kohanis today. But the kashya is Ram Paskins like this. Ram Paskins that a matamun b'kachim today is not like because it's like chazirak rava. But the kashya is Ram holds you could be makir today kohanis. If you could be makir today kohanis, a makir v'nafishem bayis. Why would there be no malchus on being matamun b'kachim today? That's the guy. That's one kashya. Yes. Yeah, similar kashas, but the stipend true is in the old print I have some new. I think the new print that came out some new now. He wants to say a teretz like this, Shtetl Chinuch. There's a Chinuch in Mitzvah Tav Mem that wants to say, even according to Mandamba, that Makriv and Afkishim Bayis, it's only Rishos. But it's not a Chiyiv. There's no Chiyiv to go run today to be a Kavan Tomid. It's not a Bayis, it was a Chiyiv. You had to bring all the Kavan. This person was Chayav Achadis, you had to bring a Kavan. Today also, even if you're Makriv and Afkishim Bayis, and theoretically a person could bring a Chadis, not Mokhiyiv. Which is Mustaba, because we're passing Makriv and Afkishim Bayis, or Maisa, we're not all running to figure out how to do it. The state of Dushdan on what, why not? If Makiv and Afkishim Bayis, the Torah gave a Chiyiv, Mitzvah, a Kabbonis, why is no Chiyiv to do it? Or Kabbon Pesach, like he said, why is no Chiyiv to be in the Kabbonis? So the Maisa says this. Makiv and Afkishim Bayis, the Chinuch says, is only a Rishus, it's not a Chiyiv. As the main state wants to say, that the Ram holds like this halacha, Makiv and Afkishim Bayis, since he's in Rishus. But that halacha, in the Gemara of the Zohar, the Hamatamun Bekotchim Bisman Azer is not like, is not only in the ability to be Makkah the Kovin, it's only the Chiyiv to be Makkah the Kovin. Chazi Zakharova means a Chiyiv to be Makkah, and Kozman, there's no Chiyiv to be Makkah the Kovin, there's no, you're not like it. That's his Chiddush, that's what he wants to say. This whole Indian of Makivin Apishim Bayis today, we're building Beis Mikdash today. Nechir would all start with a paraduma. Nechir would be the first step. We can't go up if we're all tummy mess. The first thing you have to do is bring a paraduma. How do you bring a paraduma? You take out Mishnayos Pinsach the Paras, you use the Shas, take an Rambam. There'll be Victor Mechom today, we'll know how to do it. But you don't have to go in the Makam Mikdash to bring the first paraduma. The paraduma is actually brought on the Shemin HaMishcha, which is, I think, Ha'azethim. Hamish is that's a special because it's a cause, that's where it's brought. The Gemara does talk about it, they had a whole procedure, they would be Makfish the Kohen Gadol 7 days before, the similar to Yom Kippur. They Makfish the Kohen Gadol 7 days before he brought the Paraduma, and he would walk the Paraduma from the base of Mekdash on top of the bridges, the whole Mises, on the beginning of the second period of Sukkot, he'd walk it from the base of Mekdash to Hazesim, Hamishcha. But that's the not ma'akev. I mean,
why do you need all that?
Tumah b'tzibah would be for kabbalah tzibah. Would be for kabbalah tzibah, not for kabbalah tzibah. And Pesach, but b'tumah something else, when very tzibah. But other kabbalah, it's not. Yeah, but so you could bring, you would do this, you go on the, I don't think they would go to the Makom Mikdash to bring the paraduma the first day of tumah. But that's not ma'akev. I don't think it's ma'akev. You just go and be ma'akev the...
You want to say it's solus yachud.
Yeah, also the Tzarech Yechid. But basically, this whole thing that would start with from the, you know, when you had Tahirim, it was very easy. It started from the base of Mikdash, and they would walk it to HaMishcha, and they would bring a Paraduma. But today, when we're bringing the first Paraduma, Mashiach, the Kukum and Mishem, they wouldn't go to the Makom Mikdash, they would just start in HaMishcha. That whole Indian, you know, that whole, like a parade almost, that whole walking it from the Makom Mikdash, Achir is not Ma'akit. They wouldn't do that. And they bring it to Hamishka, they would shecht over there, and they would spritz, they would direct it down towards in that direction of the Kesher Kedoshim, but the nice everything was done outside, so it wasn't a problem, and then they'd be metai themselves, then they would go in. In my elder Zayda, again, Rakam Kandarovich, in his Sefer Chedush Yegri, the second Chaylik, there's a kuntus on the Rambam in the back, Simuch HaBeis, there's a letter printed over there, that he had with a friend, somebody sent him a great sechiba, a whole chiba, and they needed making a paraduma today. And he wanted to go with he went through all the shaylos, and he went through all the practical applications. How to bring a paraduma today to be matayas? And he got it wrote up in a geya, it's a little bit in the news, to go on habayis. He said, we'll make a paraduma today, there will be no problem. We'll go on habayis, we'll get daven over there. So my elder said, he wrote him back, that he went back rather very nice, Rosham said, the safe is very nice, you go through a lot of inyanim and paraduma, but you missed a lot. There's still a lot of pratim, practical applications that you're missing. And he gave him one example. He said, there's a Rambam, and Perik Aleph, this is Paraduma, this time is Losh, and Halcha Beis. But Tzorch Sheyishoya Min Amadim Kdei Shinoto Bezug. You have to have remaining from the red hairs, enough that you can hold each ear with a zug, with a scissor. Shekol Sair Shinoi Tenos Bezug, any side you can't pick up, maybe with a tweezer or a scissor, Harihi King Leina. That's the minimum shear of a Sair, it has to be able to be picked up. If it's so close, it's Chayis Negei Peis also, but I'm not sure that they cut the face, but it can't be cut too short. It has to be able to be picked up by a tweezer or by a scissor. If it's too short, that's not a sire. Then the Rambam writes, Therefore, if you have two sires, we know the shear is, if you have two sires that are not red, if you have two white or two black hairs in the paraduma apostles, but if those two hairs are so short that you can't even pick it up with a zug, with a tweezer or a scissor, then it's hezek misha'ena and it's kasha. So my other Zayda, yes, the Chayyim says, Steve may obey the Shalom. How do you know the Shalom? The Rambam first starts off that it has to remain the red hairs. And if it doesn't remain, the Shiach, they should not be the Zuk, Ha'er Kamisha Eina, and it's possible. So, but then the Rambam says, but if it's Lava no Shacha, and it's that short, and it's Eina Tanz Bezuk, Ha'er Kamisha Eina, and it's Kasha. If it's Kasha, if it's so short that it's not Eina Tanz Bezuk, by Lava and Shacha, so why is it possible if the red hair is so short? If the Kamisha Eina by Lovin and Shacha is Kasha, so what's the problem if the red here is Kamisha Eina? The Kolshkin should be Kasha. Why is it worse if the red here is Kamisha Eina? I'm saying. That's what he's asking. What's the shape of the Sam? I'm saying. It has to remain the red here. They should not to bezog. The Rebbe here.
The Rebbe
that
did
not
here.
I mean,
right, so he's saying the din of tamimus. My elder wants to say that. Like, he wants to say that. The first law is saying that the din of tamimus, that the whole behema has to be the way it's born with red ears, has to remain. It's bechidush that the red ears cannot fall out, or cannot be cut. If the red ears will fall out, or if they can be cut a little bit, but if they were cut that much, and now it's not enough to bezug, it's kamishena, and it's not. It doesn't remain the tamimus. All the red ears have to remain. But then the Rambam says, but if you have ears that are. That a couple of them are white or black, if it's Kamishaina, then it's okay. Why is it okay? Why isn't that felt in Tamimus of missing red ears? It's Taka Kamishaina, so you don't have a white or a black ear, but you don't have red. You just said you have to have red ears in the whole behema.
That was never red. So it's a felt. There's no din how many ears it has to have.
But whatever was red has to be remain. Has to remain. That you understand that cannot fall out.
Well, it doesn't have to have red hair on its corpse.
So maybe he's saying almost. Okay, he was saying like this. Tell me if you hear what he's saying. Others say something like this. Let's say the second halacha. I'm saying a different halacha. He's talking. The second halacha is a sugar chiddush. He wants to say. I'm saying that. There are two types of gumais, there are two types of pores or follicles, what do they call that? The hair grows out of the behemoth. There are gumais that are roi legavulsa, and the gumais that are not roi legavulsa. And that's what the second Rambam is saying. Lefikach, since we know the shear of a sire is kadesh not bezug, in case you have a guma that's not roi legavulsa in this shear, it's only roi to make like a shuma. Like we know even in the human body, you know, there's some follicles that grow here and some pores that only a tiny piece of hair grows out, no more grows out. If only like a shuma. If only a tiny thing is growing out and it's not kadesh nato bezug, that's not a guma which needs to be read. Similar to what you say. That's what we say. That's what I'm saying. Lefikach, if you have a guma that is not roiling enough to bezug, that doesn't have to be red, and that can even be white or black, and it doesn't possible because the guma itself has to be roiling legavulsa. The guma where the hair comes out is roiling legavulsa, and since it's the first time it says the shear is station of the bezug. And lefikach, if it's a guma that's not roi, he's going on the guma. It doesn't mean on the side. The guma is not roi to be megavul sa, which is yinato bezug. That guma does not have to be a red hair. It could even be a white or black. It's not makiv. But akoponim, you see from this Rambam, even without the shtugot ha'ayis, from the beginning of the Rambam, it seems pretty clear. The Rambam does say tzorshi yishayim in amadim kedei shenato bezug, that every guma has to remain some red hair. That's enough to yinato bezug. So the fact that others say the chayyeh b'zman ha'bayis, the remakiv for a duma, there were people that knew how to reboy the behema and check every single guma, every single pore, that there was a hair growing out of it red, and it remained the shear kadesh not the bezug. But today, who would know how to do that? He says, are there any bekim today that know how to go through behema, even on a human or on a behema, go through every single pore and make sure that there's a sa'edim? If it's missing one, if one sa'edim fell out or got cut and it's not you know the bezug, in fact, the Tanya Mel to say there's a fair Rambam over here that it's possible.
So the son is because
right. He asked, how do you want to, you know, he's talking about a practical application. Somebody wrote a safe on private, he wanted to be in Fardumi. He wrote all the halachas, everything you want to do. He says, you left that one halacha. Someone was going to have to be Baidik and go through every guma, make sure that she sure madim. What else is Adam saying?
Suppose that they had them now.
Then maybe they knew how to do it. I don't know how they did it. Maybe Tish B'Yavai, Yom Yom Navi will come, they'll know how to do it. But no, he was talking about this sefer was actually talking about to go on the Makom Mikdash. He wanted to bring Kara Duma to go on the Makom Mikdash. So he said, just wrote to him, you know, you're thinking of everything, you're missing one thing, you know, what do you do with this Rambam? He brings down, which is at least the way he's teaching the Rambam, tell me if you have another teaching, he's also transcendental and speak of the Shugel Seer. Again, the Rambam starts off in the beginning that every Tzor Sheyashi has to remain min amadim from the red hair, kidei shenot the bezug. She kol tzor sheni tells bezug, everything can be aina. Because if there be a red hair which is not long enough, it tells bezug, it be kmi sheina and it be possible. But then the Rambam says, afikach, if you have a sa lovan or a sa shocha, which is not a tells bezug, it's kmi sheina and it doesn't possible. But this kash is, according to the first Rambam, it says it has to be madim, let it not be possible also in the shocha, but it's felt madim. So now, how do you understand that? You know, if you don't said that you have to have madam, this is not
a... But there's a din today that no one knows how to do it.
No, he didn't say that. He just said, he's asking, do you know how to do it? I mean, before you read a whole chibin, you make a whole balagan to come before a doom, but you have to, there's also something you have to know.
It's
It was a letter. It was a letter to a friend.
He's talking about a black hair that grew and fell out or never grew.
Oh, so that's somebody else who wants to fan for this. And the Ram is talking about a guma that's not roy. That's for them. Fikach,
why
I'm telling you.
Have to say that?
How else do you understand the fikach?
Because there's a psul of black hairs.
Right.
So if this black hair is so short that it didn't grow long enough, it's considered that it's not here.
So why isn't a chesaron and missing tmimus of
the edim? Because I'm saying, Gush state that it has to grow a million red hairs, as many red hairs as it has, as long as it doesn't have black.
It just
here it's talking about the black, the red hair fell out. And here it's talking about the black hair only grew a little bit.
But the sheer black hairs is two. Two black hairs possible.
Two black hairs. So if you grow the tiny drop.
So if you have 10 or 100 gumois that have black hairs that were cut. And not,
who said they were cut?
Okay, they never grew.
They never grew. So there's no problem. Now, if something was.
But the reason why there's no problem is because it wasn't roy to grow.
Why do you have to say that? Since it's kamisha eno, if it never grew, forget about it, it's roy, but it didn't grow yet. So it's not
a thing. You want to learn special thing if it grew and had seen a red, that has to remain. But we never
going
to learn
that. That's what I'm saying.
The third I'm saying is that they all have to be red.
What do you mean?
They have to remain red. They all have to be red.
They all have to be red. And Bibal, that's Kamisha Enoi. So if a black hair didn't grow enough, it's Kamisha.
So if you had a groomer that was Roy Lagavel Saab, but what happened?
It didn't grow yet. It didn't grow yet. So there's no black hair. It didn't grow yet. There's no black, no red.
By red, it would be the same look if it didn't grow.
If it didn't grow, it wouldn't be a problem.
Why didn't it grow yet?
It has to grow. Every cow has the same amount of red hairs.
There's patches sometimes in cows, they don't have hair.
So they don't have hair. So it doesn't have
hair.
As long as it doesn't have shock. You're saying a little bit similar.
He says that the guma did not grow legal. You're saying the guma did not grow yet. It didn't maybe grow legal, but did not grow yet.
But
any place that grew and if it fell out, what's it in? Any place that grew right here that fell out.
Oh, so then you have to go by chazok. How do you know? It must be that you know that it fell out. If you don't know that it fell out, this was.
You have to be bedik.
Forget about the second half.
Why is Ram saying that? Because if you find a Saira that got cut or fell out, and it's not Nitan's Bezug, or fell out entirely, it's possible. So don't get the check? They used to know how to check, I guess. I guess they went into a magnifying glass. I don't know. They went to check. But
so
if you don't know how to check, you can't do it.
How do you know that there wasn't a hair that fell out? I'm saying over the whole Rambam, which is a very nice shikul, I think it's a very nice shikul theory, he's telling on the Rambam, he's trying to explain the shikul theory, he's asking the question, he's trying to answer.
But the real Horel Maisa is from the beginning of the Rambam, and he's just telling someone, if you want to make a problem today, make sure, if you feel you can do it, you can do it, but just be Maria, that's one of the things that has to be done today. That's why it's not as pashut as he made it sound. I don't think he made it sound pashut either, but he's saying it's one more problem. He writes other things there also, I'm just picking this out, and also it's important Rambam, for a Duma, just to shtun on and to understand what the beginning of Rambam is saying, what the end of Rambam is saying. Okay, shkarev.